Legal experts and regular citizens alike are awaiting the U.S. Supreme Court decision in a landmark redistricting case. In Gill v. Woodford, plaintiffs argued that Republican legislators shaped the state's political boundaries in a way that was discriminatory to Democrats. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, the ruling is expected to have wide-ranging impact.
When it comes to drawing state legislature voting districts, which happens every 10 years after a census, there are all sorts of rules. Legislators must consider population size, the Voting Rights Act, and a series of state criteria. But the question of how much legislators can use partisan politics in shaping the districts will possibly be decided in the next few weeks. Annabelle Harless is legal counsel with the Voting Rights and Redistricting Project with Campaign Legal Center. She says that over the past decade, Republicans in Wisconsin drew districts with partisanship in mind. She says they did that through so-called packing and cracking.
You know, you can pack voters into districts in order to kind of limit their influence, and then you can crack them across districts so that they are scattered around and also aren't as able to use their voice when they vote.
Rick Essenberg of the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says that there was nothing wrong with what the Republicans did.
When we think of gerrymandered maps, we think of sort of oddly shaped districts, and we don't have any of that here, right? None of the traditional indications of gerrymandering are present.
He says that the party in power has historically tried to obtain an advantage through redistricting. He says that the Republicans in Wisconsin are just capitalizing on the advantages that they already have. But the map's critics sued, and the case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. During deliberations on the Wisconsin case, the court accepted for review a Maryland case that also dealt with redistricting. That case involved Democratic-favored map drawing of one congressional district. The justices are expected to rule this month. Yet, a Supreme Court decision this June is not set in stone, says UW political science professor Barry Burden.
One possibility is that they will issue no opinions this month, after all, and they will instead have a re-arguing of the cases in the fall.
He says there's another redistricting case from North Carolina waiting in the wings, and that the court may want to hear them all at once and try to set a new precedent going forward based on the three very different cases. He says that another option is that they issue a ruling and find the redistricting constitutional. He says there would be wide-ranging impact from this.
The dominant party in each state will be able to take full advantage of the map drawing process, knowing that there are essentially no limits if the court has told them that in these cases.
He says that if the court rules and finds the redistricting unconstitutional, there are at least three options. One possibility is that the legislature is instructed to redraw the maps with judicial review. Another option is that someone is hired by the court to redraw the maps. A third option is that a federal district court redraws the maps. But Burden says because we're so close to the fall elections, none of these changes would be put into place before then. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM.